Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. Uncle Milty for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. This, it doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
2, 3.
Think while it's still legal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths and to say their entertainment or their idea of entertainment is sex and violence and crime is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that we were, each of us, put here for a reason, that there is a plan, somehow a divine plan for all of us. And I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to Him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way.
Ditto to what Reagan said. I do believe this land was set apart in a very special way, and I do believe that all of us have a responsibility to bring the good and to bring the truth to people. I really do. And I'm so grateful you're listening today because we have such a loaded show. It's insane today. We have Dr. Ben Carson on the show today. We have a lot of local guests. We have a lot of local issues to talk about. We've got a whole hour stuck in the middle of the show that is going to be just off the hook. I hope it's informative to you. And well, let's get going, shall we? We have to start out the show today. I just wanted to mention Christine Wagner is going before the city council because they need to fill Chris Staley's position as he became our mayor. So I really do hope they choose Christine Wagner. Be a very, very, very wise choice on their part. I can't think of a better person for that position. And she would rock the house and be amazing when it comes to sticking to principles and values. So hat tip to Christine Wagner. Let's just hope the city council is smart and brings her on and says yes to her. She would be the voice that you need on that city council. In this section of the show, I want to talk about this very special event with Lisa Sandberg from the Washington Republican Party. How are you, Lisa?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you. How
are you? Where is Lisa? Oops, here we go. There we go. I can hear you now. I have to just push other buttons. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
You bet.
I'm really excited to be here today.
Thank you so much for coming on, and I really do appreciate it. In fact, there is a big event coming our way, and the great Dr. Ben Carson will be speaking. I'm really excited about this. He'll be on the show today, but this event is February 26th at the Dixie Convention Center. Do you want to talk about this, Lisa?
Yes, we are really excited about it. We reached out to Dr. Carson a few months ago, and he was able to come, and we're really excited because he's speaking in Washington, D.C. the next day. So
nice.
He fit us into a schedule to get out. To come out here. He's going to be coming in a short, fast trip coming
right.
in. He's got the event with us, and then he's going back to Vegas to fly home so that he can be in D.C. to speak the next day. So it's our annual Lincoln Day dinner, the Washington mm-hmm. County Republican Party's annual Lincoln Day dinner. This is an annual event, a fundraising event for the county party, but we always try to have speakers and the program associated around America and how great
right.
America is and
good.
Centered around Lincoln. And,
we need to
and
hear this. We do.
Yes.
We need this message more than anything right now because of CRT and all the things that he speaks out on. He's written great children's books. He talks about the Second Amendment. He understands. And I love that about him, that he is willing to put himself out there and say, you know what? We have a very great country. Why doesn't
yes.
everybody look at the opportunity, right, that we have?
Yes, I agree. He is amazing. You know, when he ran for president at the same time that President Trump was running, he
mm-hmm.
was one of my favorites. And
yeah.
And I was excited to get to know him better during that process. And I just think he's amazing. He is such a class act and such a great example of the American dream, how you can rise
yeah.
up from being really poor in a very not great situation. I mean, luckily he had a mother who loved him like crazy and made
yeah.
sure that he got out of his situation. But to then become a renowned surgeon and now, you know, politically very
right.
Astute and such a great leader in the
yeah.
Republican Party.
Yeah, I absolutely love him. And he is going to be fantastic. So you can get an individual ticket. You can get a table. You can do a platinum sponsor table. I would highly recommend that for all of you that would like to sit together, get together and do a table for that. But do it right now because this will sell out. Doctor, that's quite a coup bringing Dr. Ben Carson here. I really appreciate you guys doing that. And he'll be a fantastic speaker. He always is. He's very authentic. People ask me about all the guests I've had on the show, and I always mention him as one of the most authentic people you'll talk to because he'll just say it. He'll just say it like it is, and people love that about him.
Yeah. I agree. We asked him to just talk about how we can do here in America to regain the patriotism and the greatness that
mm-hmm.
we all feel,
right.
but seems to be by the media being told that we're not, you
right.
know, and so
right.
we're really excited to have him come. With the tickets, there's different levels of tickets, but there will be private receptions. There's ticket pricing that you can choose that gives you preferential seating and private reception with him before the dinner. So
nice.
You can take advantage of that if you'd like. And if not, you can just come have dinner with us and we'll be excited to share him
that'll
with
be
the
great.
Whole county. We've got people coming from up north and Arizona
nice.
And Vegas and California. So it's going to be a great night.
It'll be sold out quickly. So where do they go for tickets? The WCRP Utah.com?
Yes.
So
correct.
It's
so WCRP standing for Washington County Republican Party, Utah spelled out.
Okay.
WCRPUTAH.com, and there's a link there. If you want to get tickets, a table,
uh-huh.
then you're going to call Brandon.
Okay.
And that information is on there as well. I don't think I better give his number over the radio.
Okay.
But it is on there to call
okay.
him as well.
Oh, perfect. So that is WCRP as in Paul, WCRP.utah.com. WCRP stands for Washington County Republican Party. So WCRP.utah.com. Get the information, get your seats. When Dinesh came and when all of these other guests come, they're sold out quick. So make sure to get these tickets right away. And I can't wait to have him on the show today. Excited to talk to him again. We interviewed him when he ran for president, and it was such a great, fun interview. Mary and I interviewed him, and it was wonderful. And I'm telling you, he's a fantastic speaker. So on all fronts, because he's a doctor, everything else. I mean, you can talk to him about so many subjects. And so I love that about him. Thank you so much, Lisa, for doing that. I really, really appreciate you. And did you want a minute or two on the caucus? Did you want to talk about that?
Oh, I would love to. Let me see. How do I take 1 minute? Our theme since I was elected chair has been Come Caucus With Us.
Okay.
We are trying to revive and instill confidence in the caucus convention system here in Utah. And the only way we do that is to up our attendance and up our representation. So if you care about who your delegates are that are going to go to convention and elect your candidate that will be put on as the Republican candidate, mm-hmm. Then come. Come caucus with us and come and help support and select the delegates that represent your neighborhood the best, who will then go to convention and vet all those candidates and decide which one should represent the Republican Party here in Washington County. And
nice.
That caucus is March 8th. So
perfect.
Watch for that. And we're really excited. We've got some great things planned to encourage you to come caucus with us. And
so glad.
The system is amazing, and not very many states have it anymore.
Yeah.
Most people just have direct primaries. And so this representative republic system is unique. So
it's extremely important. I'm so glad you're supporting it. Thank you, Lisa. Really appreciate you.
Oh.
And Washington County Republican Party appreciate that a lot. More than you know.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing Dr. Ben Carson in, too. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're excited. Thanks for
you
having
guys are
us
awesome.
On the show.
You bet. Thank you. All right. So that's WCRPUtah.com. Get your tickets. That's February 26th. It's coming quick. It's like in a month. So you might want to get your tickets for that and join us in the reception, too, because I think that'll be great, too. There's so many different things going on right now. Let me just tell you, we're going to have Secure Vote Utah come on again in the next segment of the show, just for a little bit of that as well. Hold on to your wallets and your kids. They are back in session. And I just want to remind everybody that we live in a conservative majority state. I don't know if we need to be reminded of that, but we sure do have an awful lot of our own party working against us in freedom. It's not the Democrats. They're the minority. I'm talking about people that are Democrats that assume the role of a Republican, that are in office and cannot wait to take more liberty from you. It's a sad state of affairs in our state. And Representative Wilson got up to talked about how what a wonderful working relationship he has with Governor Cox. Just amazing relationship. And I thought, there's your problem. There's your problem. We have a very liberal governor, and we have a lot of liberals acting like Republicans. And so they didn't have a mask rule. Some went masked, some didn't. You could test if you wanted to before the session, and I just have to say, I'll be talking about Gorsuch a little bit in the next hour, but Gorsuch refused to wear a mask. Good for him. Sotomayor, not happy. Oh, that little whiny thing. Who cares? Sotomayor. You know what? If you think you're that sickly, then stay home and do it remote. That's usually how it's done with you don't have to put everyone else in a mask. And I guess her mask only works if he's wearing one. Makes sense, right? Yeah, I took an aspirin today so everyone else wouldn't get a headache. Totally makes sense. I just wanted to mention that. I also wanted to mention a little bit on housing, a little bit on what their focus is up on the Hill. And the Tribune asking the National Guard. Now, I rake on Deseret News a lot because it's changed a lot since about 2014, 2015. I notice it because I look at it every day. And I know they hired a very liberal, horrendous, horrific editor that's horrible. He's horrible. He's from California. Deseret News put all their faith and trust in him. and he's running it into the ground with liberal hires, okay, as journalists and reporters. But we all know, right, that Salt Lake Tribune is even worse. So what did they do? Editorial board got together to decide for you that the National Guard should come in and make sure the unvaxxed are known as dirty and horrible and not have a life. You're not allowed life, according to the Salt Lake Tribune, if you are don't go for the experimental shots. And Israel now is saying four is not enough. Got to have the fifth. Then tomorrow will be the sixth, then the seventh, then the eighth. Feel like a pincushion yet? Be right back. Kate Daly Show.